You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is Black Hollywood Live. Next, featuring intimate and in-depth interviews with Black Hollywood's next edition of stars and influencers. Black Hollywood Live. Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live, next.
Hello, you guys ready?
Yes.
Hello. Happy Friday. It's raining today.
It's raining. I know.
Nick is such a Californian. He's complaining about the rain.
Because it never rains in Southern California, according to
it doesn't rain in
Listen,
Southern
California has the best season because it skips all the nasty ones. So this is crazy.
Very true.
You're crazy. Anyway, we have an amazing guest today. You may know her as Brittany from The Game. We like to call her Caitlin Simone.
Woo! Hi, Caitlin! Thank you for having me, guys.
Thanks Welcome. Thanks for being here.
Oh, of course. I'm glad I could come.
Well, we're excited to have you. Let's jump right into it. You are originally from Houston, Texas. Mm-hmm. How did your hometown and your upbringing shape who you are today?
Well, I say I'm from Houston, Texas. I'm actually from a little bitty town outside of Houston called Pearland, Texas. But I think it just helped me kind of realize that all of this is such a big deal, what I'm doing. When I came out here to L.A., it was even more of a big deal, you know, to make that move because the city is just so big and fast and busy, you know what I mean? So I guess I can kind of be thankful for it a little bit more from where I come from.
Yeah.
Do you like Chopped and Screwed music?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying. You're from
Paul Wall, Mike Jones.
Grills and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, people out here are starting to do grills. I'm like, where did that come from?
That's Paul Wall. That's who it came from.
I guess so.
Where has he been?
He's doing a
Don't
lot.
Do that. Don't do that. He's big in Houston, okay?
He is. Yeah. He's a very big community service guy.
Oh. Doing his part.
So you went to the same high school, the performing arts high school that Beyonce went to, right?
Yep.
Did she ever stop by?
No. We actually both left after our freshman year. Ah. I guess, yeah, she had stuff going on. And then, like, with me and The Game and everything, it's kind of hard to do that kind of school and work at the same time because it is a performing arts school, but it's so busy. It's like going to college when you're at high school. It's a magnet school, so you're 24/7 working on something. And it was cool in a way, but you can't really be a professional and do it at the same time.
Right.
So, yeah.
Just that.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, like I said, we both left freshman year, so, you know, she did, I did.
We made the mutual decision.
Right.
Yeah.
So you've credited your grandpa to inspiring you and teaching you music, right, and your love for music. But why did you decide to do the acting route first, you know, really professionally?
I think it was because I was so shy. I didn't even really think about that whole acting thing. My mom kind of heard about theater and thought maybe it was kind of an opening up thing for kids. So I did it in Houston, and I really fell in love with it. I think the reason why it helped me is because I wasn't me. Like, I thought of myself as being someone else on stage. So I could be goofy and loud and talk or whatever because it wasn't me at the time. So.
Okay. So then how did you really get into acting, though?
What happened first? I was, like, in some, I don't know, rinky-dink little school play, and the teacher told my mom about an agent. We had no clue about all that stuff. But we went to the agent, and I think based off of, like, my look, I had, like, the curly hair and everything. I looked different. So she was like, hey, we'll sign you. And I went on a commercial audition, and I got that in Houston, and that's whenever I was like, oh, this is kind of fun being in front of cameras. So I just kept doing it. I got the game.
There you go. But now, when you were singing, though, what was the first song that you sung? You're like, I think I have some vocal range.
Oh, I think it was... What is it called? Boogie Woogie Santa Claus.
How does it go? I've never heard
it. I can't even think of the words. I was like 10. Now look here, Jack. There's something down the track. You got a rhythm and a sweep and up Banana sack, something like that.
Oh, I was, yes, girl. That is a star song.
There you go. Yeah.
No, my grandma cried. Okay, she did. She cried. It was at a little church in Houston, and she cried.
Oh, that's awesome. Cute. Well, you currently play Brittany Pitts on BET's The Game hit show. They're going into their 7th season, starting in a couple days now, March 4th. Mm-hmm. Actually, your dad is the one who found out about this audition, and yeah. He flew you out for it. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about that audition process.
This is just the craziest story, because it would never work. Like, I always tell people, don't try this, because what happened was he found it the night before, really late at night, like 10 o'clock at night. We were trying to find a way to get to L.A. as soon as possible, and traveling to LA, for some reason, I have the worst luck. My plane either like doesn't work or it's delayed because some other state has bad weather. Something's always happening. So we had to go to 3 different states. Then we went to Ontario and drove all the way over here. And we were about 2 hours late to the audition. We just kept going, though, because my dad was like, we just did all this. We're not about to just come here and go back. We have to at least let them see you. Like, they're going to see you. So we went all the way up there. They were like, you know, we're not auditioning. Like, it's 2 hours past. We just had lunch. Like, this is not going to work out. And I tried to tell them, I was like, I just got off of a plane. I went all the way from Houston. You got to see me. I went into the room. It was cool. I think they were, you know, being nice or whatever. Like, okay, thank you. Okay, we already, you know what we're going to do, but all right. And then I sang for them, and I think that's what changed their mind.
I love how you started the story out with, I have the worst luck. But it turns out you have the best luck because you got the part.
Yeah. I mean, maybe I'm not a lucky person or an unlucky person. Maybe it's just even.
Was your dad just searching online or something and came across it?
I guess so. I need to ask him where he even found that. I don't think he remembers. But they have these different online, you know, websites where you can look at breakdowns and stuff. He might have been looking at one of those and just saw it.
Nice. Well, The Game is your first major role. Mm-hmm. Congratulations, by the way.
You're
great.
Thank you.
How does it feel to be on a recurring role on a hit show?
It's really cool. The first season, I did not realize that people would take my character so seriously. Like, I thought it was a big deal. Mm-hmm. But compared to working with Tia Mowry or all those people, I'm like, those are the stars on the show. So I didn't think that people would have that sort of reaction towards my character. I thought they'd be like, okay, there's a little girl on the show. There we mm-hmm. go. You know, next. But there was a lot of criticism towards my character. And it helped me grow as a person. I don't think I saw it coming. Whenever it's your first thing as a young girl, you're just like, yay, I can't wait to watch. And then all of a sudden you get a lot of, whoa, okay,
yeah,
what did I do? But it was cool. It was cool.
I know, because when you first took over the role as Brittany grown up, I remember going, Brittany don't have green eyes anymore.
Yeah.
What happened to her green eyes?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of stuff with replacing someone, a lot of stuff happened. We have such passionate fans of the show, and as soon as you change something, it's like, wait a second, that's not what we like, what's going on? But they've learned to take me in, and mm-hmm. I am now welcome into the family.
Yes, you are. What is it like playing such a bratty character?
It can be tough because people think that's who you are. Mm-hmm. I mean, working in the business, I know for a fact, anytime I watch somebody, I don't go in meeting them thinking, okay, you're like your character. You know, I just automatically assume you're a new person. Let's just start over. But a lot of people will assume that I am Brittany Pitts in person, and they'll come up to you and be like, I don't like you. Like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Sorry, you can't separate reality from...
Right, what's not true. So on the show, you play Brittany, who is black and white mixed. Mm-hmm. Are you mixed in real life?
Portuguese and black.
Do you speak Portuguese?
Oh, no. No. Actually, I asked my grandma about that because she's 100% Portuguese, and she doesn't know anything herself. And I said, why don't you know any Portuguese? She's lived in Hawaii her whole life. Ah. But she was like saying that my great grandmother and her father, my great grandfather, they both use Portuguese to talk secrets, like so that the kids wouldn't understand. So they didn't
secret
teach,
language.
Yeah, they wouldn't teach any of the kids anything. So now our whole family is like, we don't know any Portuguese. We know some Hawaiian words. That's about it. But yeah, Portuguese, we don't know any.
So do you go to Hawaii a lot?
I used to go every single year. When I was a baby, I was always there. I used to spend, like, 2 months at a time out there, and now I haven't gone in, like, 2-3 years, so.
Do you like spam?
Oh, yeah.
Does everybody in Hawaii like spam?
No,
like,
I buy spam out here.
You still buy it?
I buy it all the time, yeah.
Child, you know what's in it.
I don't care. Don't tell me.
It's a cultural thing.
Don't tell me. Spam and eggs and rice.
Right, there you go. Koreans do the same thing, and I just don't get it. I don't get it.
I don't. A lot of my grandma, in fact, like, she used to eat crazy stuff. I eat, like, raw food, everything. But she stopped when she got a little older. I guess she just realized it's kind of gross. And with spam, she always is like, I don't understand why you still eat that stuff. But I like it.
What about poi? Do you eat that?
Oh, yes.
What is poi?
Poi. It's like a, it's taro root, and I like it the baby way. It's weird because for babies, they will take it. It's a pudding, like, and they'll put milk and sugar in it so that the babies will eat it. But that's how I like it. But
wow,
you're supposed to eat it with raw fish.
Okay, what about?
No, because no one really else eats it besides, like, you know, people from Hawaii.
I can't believe you knew that.
When I went to Hawaii, like, that they were like, make sure you try it. So I was like, okay.
I mean, a lot of people don't like it.
It's weird.
Yeah. It's you definitely, unless you're putting milk and sugar in it, you're not gonna want it by itself.
I made that
it's
mistake.
It's a root.
Yeah.
I made that mistake.
Like taro root. Like, have you ever had boba out here? I think boba is really popular.
Yeah, and it's like the purple
one. Yes. So poi is purple too.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay. Learn something new every day.
Right.
You know what else is purple? The colors on the game. So let me ask you this.
Look at that transition.
I know. I was looking for something.
Great.
What is the best part of being on the show?
I think it's really cool that I get to work with people that I grew up watching, like Brandy. I don't know how many times I watched Cinderella on repeat with my sister. Mm. So it was crazy. It's almost like not real that because she almost looks exactly the same that I can remember her. Yeah. So it's weird just walking in. It's like, wait, I was watching you growing up, and now we're working together.
Sitting up in my room.
Do you ever ask her about, like, singing questions?
Sometimes, you know, we really, when we're working together, the hours are so crazy. When we do talk, we're usually just messing around and talking about nonsense. But we sing all the time on set, all the time. When we'll have a room full of like 100 extras in a church, and we're sitting there, we're just singing, and the extras are just listening. It's so funny. Yeah.
So besides Brandy, who's your favorite person to work with?
I like Kobe Bell, the guy that plays my dad on the show, because he's just like, he's like an uncle, but a comedian at all times. He's always got these jokes. Or Wendy as well. She plays Tasha. She's like totally opposite of every character I've seen her play. Like, so intelligent, intellectual woman, crazy educated. And I just love talking to her about everything. So,
yeah. Okay. Can you do the Jason Pitts dance?
Every time I try on set, he says I'm not doing it right, so I'm not even gonna try.
But you are one of the youngest people who are on set. Mm-hmm. So have you learned any valuable lessons from some of your veteran actors?
I think the main thing is just to have fun. No matter what, it could be work, but I feel like it's not work. I don't think any of us feel like it's work. Yeah, we have to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning sometimes to go to set. But when we get there after hair and makeup and costuming or whatever, we're just there having fun and chilling out. So, yeah.
Well, you have a new song out, Beautiful Lie, which is a great song, by the way. Very catchy.
Thank you.
It was featured on the game. You also have a music video. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about the inspiration behind this song and the story behind
it. Well, I took some things that happened to me and some close friends of mine, but mainly I took the storylines of what was happening on the show. At the time, I was reading scripts, and the first thing is I heard the music. That's what I fell in love with first, and I had to think of something to write to the music. So watching the show and just reading scripts, I found out that's what I wanted to write about.
Well, the song is basically about avoiding the reality that your relationship is falling mm-hmm. apart. Yeah. Have you had personal experience with this?
I mean, I guess everybody has. It's not even whenever I was really, really young and before I got into relationships or whatever, even if you liked a guy, you know, that mm-hmm. just pretending that they liked you too. I mean, anybody can relate to it. So,
yeah. Is there an album in the works?
Yeah, right now, actually, I'm in the studio all the time trying to create as many songs as possible. And right now it's really about choosing the songs that I want to put out there because I have enough done. It's mm-hmm. just I don't know exactly which ones are the perfect ones right. for everybody to hear. And this is actually the hardest part.
Yeah.
Rather than going and creating them, because we created them like this. Yeah. And now it's like, pick the ones you want.
There's so many to choose from.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I can't wait. I was jamming your Christmas songs.
Really?
Over the Christmas break. I was. Oh, you better sing Lord. It, Caitlin. Better sing these Christmas jams. Okay. So why was now the perfect time to focus on music, especially since you're on a hit TV show?
I think it was the perfect time because I just had my 18th birthday. I wanted people to take me seriously as an artist. The one tough thing about getting the game first is that people think, oh, she's an actress, she's just singing because she can. I think that's what most people think when they see an actress turn into, you know, a musician. So I just wanted to make sure I put out there exactly what I started doing and, you know, my first love before things went too far. And I think this is just the perfect time, you know, showing growth as a person or an individual and putting that out there.
Okay. Well, sure. Well, you know, hip hop and R&B in a wholly different place right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what do you think will separate you from some of the artists who are currently out right now?
I think that I don't really categorize my music into a particular genre because, like I've said all the time, I have so many influences from my grandparents to my uncle and my mom and dad. They've literally had me listen to every type of music imaginable. And I like to take influences from every single one. So, I don't know. I just want to make relatable stories, you know, with a nice sound to them. And I don't really know what sound that is. I just hope people like it.
And you write all your own music too?
I do. I've co-written right now. I have a lot of songs that I am actually writing by myself in the studio. Mm. But the beginning of my career, I co-write.
Okay. But now, I'm going to ask you a serious question.
Okay. Okay.
Get ready.
Okay. Because,
no, because, you know, you
let me
you
get
have,
adjusted. There we go.
You have some of these actors, like you said, but, you know, that who feel that, oh, I'm on TV now, I can make an album, mm-hmm. right? And the album's not really that good. I'm not going to name any names, but, you know, these girls were on Full House, whatever. They made an album, whatever. But what is to keep you from falling into that stereotype, you know, to where, because let's say the first album's great, right?
Yeah.
And the second album, they're like, ah, there it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, what are you really going to do to be like, no, like, I can be a singer, too?
I try to separate it as much as possible. Now, I do use both of them as a ladder, you know, for each other. But as far as whenever I'm in the studio working on my music, I turn into 100% an artist. Now, both of what I do, you have to be an artist. Mm. It's totally about the creation, though. Like, when I hear music, I fall in love with it. It's totally just what I am feeling. I am not concerned about if people are going to think about the show or if this is going to happen or whatever. I'm totally into that song at the time. And I don't know. I guess if people think that they will, but I don't think so. I think that I'm really engaged into what I'm doing in the studio, and I think it'll be okay.
That's good.
Well, on that note, I mean, is there anything from your acting career that you've been able to carry over and apply to your singing career?
One thing that has helped, for instance, with Beautiful Lie, whenever I get new stories all the time, it helps me with the writing process or, you know, getting emotionally involved into a song. So, yeah, that helps. And as far as performing, of course, I was kind of shy at first, and mm-hmm. the acting thing, you know, everybody has a little Sasha Fierce, I guess. So. That has helped.
What is the one thing that you want people to take away when they listen to your music?
the main thing that I want is just for anybody out there that has something going on to find one of my songs, listen to it, and kind of be able to get away, you know, almost like melt into the song and go on a little vacation in your chair. Hopefully I can be kind of like a psychologist or something, you know, kind of like talk to you through my music. Yeah. So.
Well, you have named some people like Stevie Wonder, Pink, Jill Scott, Anthony Hamilton as some of your inspirations. Mm-hmm. That's very different and diverse.
Yeah.
What about it? What about Stevie Wonder and Pink and all these people do you like? What is important and what do you take away from them that helps you with your singing career now?
I mean, I know that they've used people from the past to inspire them and kind of shape the way that they have made their career, but in a way there's really no one like them, and I feel like they're a perfect example of people that put a lot of different influences into their music. What I'm trying to do, Stevie Wonder's music, I mean he had the Motown, you know, down, but if you listen to his music, there's just so much going on, right. So many different elements in his music that I love. So, and then Pink as well. Pink has done so many different types of things. Like, when she first came out, and then now, like, it's totally different.
Right.
And sure. She conquered both of them. Like,
what's your favorite? Old Pink or New Pink?
I like New Pink.
Okay.
I like New Pink.
I like Old Pink.
I like Old Pink.
No, my dad would be like, Old Pink. Yeah, but I like New Pink. I don't know. I think that these are also people that are very humble and totally into the craft more so than anything, so...
Okay, are you going to take the Taylor Swift route and write about your exes?
If it makes a good song.
No.
Don't mess with Caitlyn. Right.
I like to keep that kind of stuff, you know, private or whatever, but that's how you make a good song. Whenever you have relatable situations and it's real to you, then every time you perform it, it'll be awesome. So. Right.
Do you feel like you're more of an actress who sings or a singer who acts?
Oh, that's a good question. I started off singing. I'm going to have to be a singer who acts. Yeah, but I want to be both. I want to be an actress and a singer individually, but together. Does that make sense?
Would you do Broadway?
Oh, yeah. I started off in theater. Okay. I have to do that one day. I've been meaning to, you know, get into more theater, but right now I'm concentrating on film.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you walk around, like, when things happen to you, you're like, oh, write that down. That'd
sometimes,
be a great storyline.
Yeah, sometimes I actually do have books or like notepads that I'll find a year later for real, and I'll look and be like, man, I was writing a song and I never even remembered that. So yeah, but I have, I think, ADD or something, because I don't remember them and they're all over random places. So
sweet surprises.
So when you're not filming, right, or you're not in the studio, you're in college, mm-hmm. right? And mm-hmm. so you're studying theater and political science.
Yep.
Why political science?
Because I'm a person that likes to know what I'm talking about. And I feel like political science will inform me about what's going on so that I don't sound stupid. I feel like a lot of people want to be smart and they talk. And they might sound smart, but they don't really know what's going on. So I want to be informed about what's going on in the world.
Okay. But now, why is it important for you to go to college when you already have a budding acting career?
I just think education is really important. And my family has always had that that kind of thing in my head the whole time. Right. You know, I don't know. I feel like that's something that makes you a better person in a way, to be educated in some way. And maybe not a degree necessarily, but going to some type of school for whatever you want to do. Even if I went to a theater intensive class or whatever, that would be studying my craft and getting it down. I feel like anybody can learn more about anything. So.
Okay. It's good. That's a good educated political science answer. So now you know you've seen the headlines, seen the TMZs and this and that, so you know a lot of young Hollywood, and the Dish Nations, right? You know, a lot of young Hollywood's wilding out right now. Mm-hmm. You know, so how do you keep from going the Amanda Bynes, Justin Bieber route with your career?
It's really funny because I didn't realize until I moved out here, and it really has happened in like a month. That how small Hollywood is.
Yeah.
Like, since I've been here, I've made friends with people that are Hollywood stars. They're in their late 20s now, but Hollywood stars, you know, and they're young stars. A lot of them are very, very good people, you know. I mean, they're normal people that you hear them in the news or whatever, but they're very, very normal people. And I feel like maybe the pressure of growing up in this industry and always having a million eyes on you can maybe make you bust somehow and just mess up once or twice. And every time you mess up, there's somebody there to videotape you or write about it. So I don't know. I feel like the thing that I do is I just know what's good and know what's not. And I feel like even if I wasn't on TV or making music, I wouldn't be doing those things anyway. So why do them now?
Your mama would beat you, huh?
Yeah, in that. Right. In that. No. Yeah, I mean, I think that's the main thing. Just I wouldn't have done it before, so why do it now? And I'm not saying that I hang around people that are all angels or whatever, but they're all good people. All the people that I know are good people, so.
Do you feel like now that you're exposed to it, are you always just super aware of it? Because a lot of these stars, like, all it takes is a slip-up, you know? Like, they don't usually do those kind of things.
Yeah, it's just a lot
like
of it's one crazy time. Night,
you know, and it's making headlines. Are you always aware of it, or sometimes do you like forget that you're in that spotlight and that everyone's watching you?
Sometimes you don't remember. Sometimes, like, if we're on Hollywood Boulevard just having a good time with a bunch of friends, and then somebody's like, "Oh, wait, I know you." It's like, "Oh, wait, let me just like not say anything out loud and just walk," you know? Right. So, sometimes you can't totally be out there, but like I said, I am a shy person. I don't think I'm too loud and obnoxious anyway, so I'm usually just chilling in the back.
See, but that's where it gets sneaky. I'm chilling in the back. Sneaking out the club. They're like, what's that?
Nah. Trying to stay low profile. Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about your hobbies. You love to bake. Mm-hmm. Tell us, what is your favorite thing to whip up?
I just made actually a Hawaiian little baking thing. It's called butter mochi, and I made it two nights ago. It's really good. It's made just like a cake, but instead of normal flour, you use rice glutinous flour. I think that's what it's called, and it just bakes into, you know, mochi is.
Yeah, right? Like the cold, like, ice cream thing. Yeah. Right?
It's like that kind of dough, but it's cakier than that. But it's really, I'm going to make you some.
You should have brought some in. And then she's going to bring it in.
Yeah, right. I'm going to bring it in. It's really good, though. It's not too sweet. Like, the actual flour itself is already a little bit sweeter than normal flour, so you don't have to add too much. Sugar. It's good.
Okay. Yeah. Well, tell us a little secret. What is something about you that your fans don't know?
I don't know. Let me think. What's a secret? Most people don't know I'm short. I'm pretty short.
How tall are you?
I always tell everybody 5'2". Know if that's true or not.
How tall are you for real?
I think I'm 5'1.5".
That's not too much of a difference. 5'2", 5'.
You had to round up to the highest number.
And then I give myself another inch. There you go. Oh. 5'1".
Are you sure? There's a final answer.
Final answer.
We'll pull up the tape measure.
So are you dating anybody now? Or are you just
not right now?
What do you look for in a guy?
I look for a guy that, okay, for some reason out here, there's some weirdos out here. So, a normal guy.
First and foremost.
A normal guy. Somebody that's not, I guess, too interested in dating. And what I mean by that is not like, hey, I'm looking for someone and I need someone right now, you know? Just kind of chilling, and if we like each other's personality, then cool. See where it goes from there. Somebody that can motivate me to be better, definitely. Because I know that's also very, very hard doing what I do. Some people may not understand. And anybody that can sit there and be like, hey, Caitlin, no, we don't need to do this tonight. You need to go home and memorize your script or something. That'd be really cool. Right. I'd fall in love with that.
Would you date another celebrity?
I don't know. That'd be really weird. I mean, I have friends that are celebrities, and it's already kind of hard having friends that are celebrities, so I don't know. That'd be different. But it might be cool because then we can both understand each other a little more than usual.
Well, if you'd like to date Caitlin, make sure you hit her Caitlin.
As long as you're motivated. You can't, can't be lazy. So if you weren't acting or singing, mm-hmm. what would you be doing? What would your profession be?
If I could be like, I've always wanted to be one of those people on the Food Network that just go around restaurants trying food. What is it called?
Like a food critic.
There you go. I want to be like a television food critic.
Like Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives?
Yeah, you could just eat for a living.
Would you eat like the crazy stuff?
Oh, yeah. Really? I already eat crazy stuff.
Like monkey brains, that kind of stuff.
Wow. I
try everything once.
Wow.
I would.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, hold on. But, like, Fear Factor style, though, and you know how you had to eat, like, maggots and, like, all that crazy, like, all that stuff in the blender? Would you do that?
Okay, this is my answer. If a big group of people eat that for dinner... Not Fear Factor, because nobody eats that every day. I'm not going to eat that. But if monkey brains was a delectable dish of some town, then I might try it.
Ah, fearless.
Oh, yeah. Again, another good political science. I see it.
What do you want to accomplish with your career going forward?
Hopefully I can start getting into movies soon. That's one thing that it's my next goal. I want people to start taking me seriously as an actress because I work on this really funny and dramatic show, but my character is very, like a teen, bratty, and most people haven't seen another side of what I can do as far as on camera. So I would love to be able to show people a more intense side of my acting ability.
Mm-hmm. Well, before we wrap up, we like to give you a little bit of time to brag about yourself and tell us what's next for you. Like, where can we expect to see you and where can we stalk you and look for you?
Okay. Well, of course, the game is going to be back next week. I'm really excited about that. Other than that, I just finished a movie with Wendy, and that should be coming out in the next year or so. Beautiful Lies out with the music video. I'm going to be releasing another single, hopefully in the summertime. And after that, I'm going to have all my songs picked, hopefully, and dropping an EP. I think that's it right now.
As if the list is short.
I know. And has being on the game opened up a lot of different doors for you?
It has. It has in a way. I mean, now I can come out to L.A. and people kind of know who I am, as opposed to before I was, like, literally this little bitty aunt, you know? And, yeah, it's helped me a lot. I'm so grateful for the opportunity. It has done nothing but help me. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Awesome. Well, that's cool. Thanks for joining us
today. Thank you for having me.
Where can we find you online?
Twitter, Instagram is at Caitlin Simone, and my website is www.caitlinsimoneworld.com.
Where can we find you guys?
As always, hit me up, Megan Thomas, on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at MegScoop, like scoop of ice cream.
Find me all over the internet at The Nick Fredette.
Find me on Twitter at I Am Jessica King. Thanks for joining us, guys.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, Dario Kristen, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network. If you have questions or comments, tweet us at BHL Online or email us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. For more exclusive content, visit blackhollywoodlive.com. This has been a presentation of the Black Hollywood Live Network.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.